I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's time for this. Tent. T-E-N-T. Tent. Tent is this hour's code word. You can text TENT to 72881 by the end of this hour to get yourself entered to win $1,000 in our national contest. That number again is 72881. This hour's code word is TENT. I would really like to get a winner on a Friday. It'd be great. Enter TENT at 72881. Message and data rates apply. And we do it 12 times a day, 12K a day. It's nice.
TENT.
TENT. Pop the TENT. All right, so hello. It is Friday, and we're all very excited about that. I know I am. I mean, I don't want to speak for you guys, but Friday is pretty much my weekly holiday. Extra special this weekend.
Because Goodrick's in town.
Yeah, probably my, I don't know, is he my best friend besides John? I haven't seen him in
what?
3 years.
Oh, my God. Village just started banging his head into a wall. How could you say that?
I know, that was wrong. I just love him, you know? He's great.
Village.
Oh, I love Village too. It's true. I don't think I could rank them. I don't think.
Well,
it's
you
right
just
through.
Did, and well, now Village is
but that,
banging
it's
his head against
I forgot
the wall.
About Village. I just, you know, I'm so. I'm
God
very,
damn.
I'm
poor
very
Village.
Good Rick centric right now. Sorry, Village. You're also my best friend.
Oh God.
I know. Known him longer, way longer. So there was nothing really worth reporting new music-wise today. I went through the whole list with Bryn, and we decided, no, this ain't happening. Bryn, I do still need you, though. I noticed that you've left me. I still have lots of musical things
He's
I'm going to be
back.
Doing. Hello.
How many things?
A million things. I told you I was going to do all music stories here. So we're going to start with Muse.
Right. Yeah.
Muse has shared a studio cover of Duran Duran's classic Hungry Like the Wolf. And Bryn,
I'm going to like this.
I think I love the song to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Muse. So let's hear their take. Ah, that sounds great. It does sound just like his voice is so distinct. Wow. Wow.
They went direct copy, though. They didn't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, they didn't.
That's the song.
Yeah. They did this cover for the French music show Taratata back in September. And I guess we're just now getting it for there's a Spotify singles series. And there it is, Muse. God, I love that tune. I should tell John to learn that. It'd be a good one to do. We already do Rio, you know.
Is that right?
Sure. Her name is Rio. Uh-huh. She dances on the sand.
You can do better than that.
Huh?
Let's hear it.
Her name is Rio and she dances on the sand. How's that? Better? Is that a Friday version?
Keep going.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you
don't.
Just said we do that song.
I know, but I need the words. Gonna have to have the words. Just like the river twisting through the dusty land. And when she shines, she really shows you all she can. Oh, Rio, Rio. I don't know. There's something about the Rio.
Oh, man. So unenthusiastic.
I did the best
shocked.
I could for you. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
The movie is. Oh, are you? I'm sorry. Are you getting Rio for me?
It's cool. Do you want it or not?
It's up to no, yeah, no okay. It's fine. I'm moving on. Did you see the movie yet?
No, yeah. I have not.
Well, listen, you may have waited just the perfect amount of time.
I would love to get it in my screeners that are supposedly being sent.
Unfortunately,
by our
Vinny,
union.
You want what you really want is to go and see the sing along version. There, it's yes.
No.
Nope, you do.
I don't.
You do. So you can sing along at the top of your lungs. A sing-along version of the movie is hitting 750 theaters across the country today. So if you found that you had to tamp yourself down as you watched the show, which I did for sure. Like as they're doing all these classic Queen songs, I'm like, don't sing. Don't sing. Of course, my son would have shut me right up because I saw it with him. But, you know, you can't help yourself. You know all these songs, and they're just iconic tunes, and it's just, they're sprinkled throughout the entire movie.
I love the way you speak for the human race about your enthusiasm for singing.
People do love singing.
I know people love singing, but you love singing in such a specially all-consuming way. That, yes, I can see how it's bubbling up inside of you and wants out of your lips immediately. Not everybody's doing that, though. Most people are like, I'm watching a movie.
Yuzi is. Yuzi's doing it.
Are you?
She always wants to sing. Deep down inside, she wants to sing.
Yeah, I just wish I could sing. I don't have a talent for it.
Ah.
But I love to sing.
Yeah, I argue that you don't need to have a talent. You just got to open up your mouth and do it. That's one of the things I love about this show is that sometimes we just start singing.
Yeah.
Like so many
can't
times.
Help
like,
it.
Like, you know, even if it's that stupid, I'm not even going to mention its name.
The S song?
Yes. That song. So here's the deal with these sing-along shows. They will say on your tape, like, you're not going to accidentally find yourself in this unless you are looking for it. It's going to say sing-along version. And it's going to have the song lyrics on the screen karaoke style. So you'll know when you're allowed to sing. Can't just be singing while they're doing the talking parts. And the audience will be allowed to perform. So, you know, if you are like Vinny, you want to avoid this at all costs, you just make sure you look at your ticket.
I don't hate it. I actually think if you're going to sort of say, this is for the people who want to sing, that's
right.
Great.
I love it. I actually sort of wish I'd seen that. Although I'm glad I saw the movie without that first, you know, because you want to hear them singing. But now that I've seen it,
I'm very interested in... Well, rock and bands and the way they get put together and how these personalities combine to make really good music and often end up being volatile and they're not friends and they end up hating. Like, there's so many different stories about how even though whatever combination made them successful, it also made them blow up. So it's neat to see how these people come together, how they work. I'm very curious to see.
I think you'll really like it.
I probably will.
It's a lovely spin on the story. A lot of people say it's just not accurate that they fudged with some of the history to make it a better story. But I did absolutely love it, and I think it just won. Didn't it just win Best Picture? Everyone thought it was going to be
A
Star Is
Best
Born,
Picture,
and it won at the Golden Globes, beating out A Star Is
Born. I thought the controversy about sort of the fudging was about his love life and not so much about the band.
I don't really know how much of that part of what was accurate and what wasn't. I think one of the biggest fudges was that they show him telling the band that he has AIDS.
And he never did that?
And apparently he didn't do that. Or at least he certainly didn't do it before they played the Live Aid thing.
Oh, okay.
Which was a big part of what the arc of the movie. The Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Maroon 5, Travis Scott, possibly others, possibly Cardi B. There's talk because Maroon 5 has that hit with her.
Sure.
If the internet has anything to say about it, one of the selections that's performed will be a song from SpongeBob SquarePants. And it's funny because I haven't watched SpongeBob in years. My kids outgrew it. But I loved that show, and we used to watch it all the time. Have you seen the one, it's an episode called Band Geeks, where they actually play... Their band plays a song at the halftime at the Bubble Bowl.
No.
Well, it's funny because as soon as I read this, I'm like, oh my God. I don't know if I could pull the song out of my butt, but I definitely remember this episode where the band has to play at the Bubble Bowl. And it's a song called Sweet Victory. So somebody started an online petition asking for Maroon 5 to perform this song. Over 1 million people have signed this petition so far. All right, this is from SpongeBob.
The words are too muddy. I can't get them.
I can't make out the words either.
Yeah.
But it does sound like a anthemic fight song.
The bummer about these online sort of tidal waves is that a band like Maroon 5, for example, finds himself with the gig of a lifetime, right? They've got worldwide exposure. They're going to sell more... whatever, more get more streams than they've ever had in their life. And now they've got this tidal wave of online people telling them, you have to play the dumbest song of all time,
right,
or we're going to be mad.
I didn't sign this petition for nothing, Adam.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. No, it's not happening. We're going to do some of our hits and then tap out.
It's funny to hear that song, though. God, who's singing that? Is that SpongeBob singing it? It can't be.
It sounds like David Hasselhoff. Isn't he always associated with that show?
I don't know.
He was in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he's associated with it or not. Which of the characters is singing? Or is it some random?
Yeah.
It's okay. I shouldn't have asked.
I think it might have been SpongeBob, but...
What a voice on that guy.
Oh, God.
Incredible.
Okay, what's next?
Woodstock.
Right, it was SpongeBob.
Oh, right, but okay. Never mind.
Yeah, I meant in real life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I don't.
It's okay. It's totally.
Don't look that up.
I'm moving on to the next thing.
I only watched the cartoon. I didn't.
It's
fine. Yeah. Never mind.
Why would you do anything else? Right. SpongeBob sang it. We're going with that. Woodstock.
Yeah.
50th anniversary this summer.
Wait, and say that again?
Woodstock's 50th anniversary is this summer.
Oh, man.
I know. 69. Summer of love. The year you were born, Ben. Huh. And as expected, there will be a Woodstock 50 this August.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because she said it like five times
this
morning.
She said it a few times today.
She said so many
Why
times.
Why keep doing that?
I don't even remember doing it.
Oh, of course she does.
Get him.
Right. Get him.
Huh?
Get you.
Get her.
Get me. Get her. Get that girl.
Get me. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Don't worry, I will. Woodstock co-creator Michael Lang confirmed that there is a three-day anniversary festival coming to Watkins Glen, New York on August 16th, 17th, and 18th. The original concert happened the weekend of August 15th in 1969. Supposedly, they already have more than 40 acts booked, but no performers are going to be announced until the tickets go on sale next month. This Michael Lang guy says it'll be an eclectic bill, hip-hop, rock, some pop, some of the legacy bands from the original festival. He wants to bring Woodstock back to its roots with the activism that was a big part of the original. Because he's saying that didn't happen, Woodstock 99, 20 years ago. Which, can you believe that? Remember when Woodstock was like a big deal again?
Mm.
Right? And that was 20 years ago.
I am 100% sure Michael Franti will be on this bill.
Why are you 100% sure?
Because they're talking about activism and stuff like that. Like
it does seem right up his alley.
Yeah.
I bet you the Who's there too. Mm-hmm. So this Lang guy says, we want this to be more than just coming to a concert. Woodstock 99 was more like an MTV event than a Woodstock event, really. It was also kind of an angry time in music. 99 was just a musical experience with no social significance. It was just a big party. With this one, we're going back to our roots and our original intent, and this time around we'll have control of everything. They expect to sell 100,000 3-day passes.
All right. Well, I hope it goes well.
Watkins Glen, New York, is less than 150 miles from Bethel, where the actual original festival was held. But that site is also going to hold an anniversary concert that same weekend. However, it's only a 15,000 seat. Yeah, here it is. This Lang guy says it's a 15,000 seat shed. That is just not big enough for what we're trying to do here. Also, apparently, the original site cannot use the Woodstock name.
Why? Oh.
Because apparently people own the name Woodstock and they're going to do it 150 miles from there.
Hmm.
So it's just not big enough to recreate it. They're going to try and get close. So that's happening this summer. Tom York, it's funny. This is the guy from Radiohead.
I like them.
It's official. They are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's also official that they will not be attending. Actually, I have to say, I don't know if the rest of Radiohead is going to come to the ceremony, but Tom York is saying, I'm not going. I don't understand it. We've always been very blasé about that stuff. We just think that we just don't quite understand it. We've had it explained to us, so it's cool. But we don't really understand it as English people.
Whatever.
I think our problem is essentially that every award ceremony in the UK stinks. We grew up with the Brits, which is like this sort of drunken car crash you don't want to get involved with. So yeah, we don't really know what to make of it. So I don't know if the rest of the band's going to go. Tom York would be interested in another award show, though. He'd go to the Oscars if his music for... The Suspiria remake is nominated.
Oh, that's that movie.
He says,
"What just happened?"
It's so like, so it's like a haunted dance academy.
Oh. Well, if the music's good,
so
maybe it'll get.
Did you like it?
I didn't see it.
Oh, for crying! It's so you don't even know then.
Scary movie.
He says,
"Jeez,
I think it's a haunted."
I guess you just have to explain things to Tom York. You know, he
Suspiria?
Said. They didn't explain the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to him enough, because here's what he says about the Oscars. The Oscar thing makes a bit more sense because I've had it explained to me a bit more. Okay. So I guess someone just needs to sit him down and explain more about the... I hope it gets nominated. That'd be great. Sometimes it's nice to be recognized.
I don't know.
Don't tell yourself. It's true.
I don't want to...
That's what really hurts.
I don't want to even... I don't understand the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's so controversial. It's
everyone
so,
hates it. That
I know. I know.
It's so
actually annoying.
Controversial.
How dickish people are when they get up there. Like,
what do you mean?
It's annoying
they deserve to bash the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the way they treat them.
Rock and Roll.
Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall
make
of
sense.
Fame.
It's like they've started something. Someone started something, and now they're the ones who are in charge of how this goes down. Mm. It just seems weird.
I wanted to post the Steve Miller speech on Sarah and Vinny, but you guys told me not to, but he's right in all of his complaints, the way
isn't
they treated him.
Alex Lifeson from Rush got up there and just went like, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, for
yeah.
like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, you know what the problem is, in my humble opinion, is that after 25 years is when you can be nominated. Mm-hmm. So for lots of people who get in, that band is either A, long gone, or B, still around with none of the original members. So there's always like, well, I should, you know, I remember Kiss. There was like a big thing. Would they perform or would they not? And would Ace Frehley be a part of it?
Right.
There's just always, and Blondie, there was a big thing with that. Like the original members are like, yeah, we want to be in. And the new members are like, no, but we're in now. And they're like, yeah, but we were the ones.
There's a lot of controversy. It's also a band that might be like, this, we're irrelevant and this will help us.
Mm.
We have to get up there and smile.
Mm-hmm.
And, be,
and everyone is on a diet as of right now, and we're going to get a stylist
right.
and a good haircut.
Uh-huh.
Can you get Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart, please?
Oh, this is a good song.
Yeah.
I like this song.
See, I told you I was trying to do all the music stuff together.
Sure.
Canadians, so polite, even when they're breaking the law. Still, they're somehow still charming. It's amazing. In Manitoba, the cops pulled this guy over. He was going 90 miles an hour. And when they asked for an explanation, he said, I couldn't help it, eh? Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue came on the radio. I just, my foot went down. I started. It's true. And it wasn't BS. The cop knew he was telling the truth because he was also listening to that station and heard
funny.
That song came on when he saw this guy take off going 90 miles an hour. You can't help it. Stop speeding right now. The cop knew he was telling the truth. He also heard the song.
Yes.
But the honesty did not help.
Oh, he got a ticket?
$482 American dollars.
Bummer.
It's like 10,000 Canadian dollars.
Do they get a point in Canada, too, on their record?
I don't know.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'll pay your ticket. Just don't point me.
Yeah! Kicks on my heart. Na-na-na-na-na. Oh! Yeah! Baby! Yeah!
Look at you go!
Yeah! Baby! All right. God, I am going to rock out. So, you guys don't even know.
How drunk are you going to get tonight?
And that's not what it's about, man. It's about rocking out.
What?
Yes, I might get drunk, but that's not my objective.
Here's a better question. What percentage of you is going to show up on Tuesday morning?
That song. I hate that song.
What?
I hate it too.
Wait, what was Vinny's question?
What percentage of you is going to show
up? 100%
is going to what?
Show up here Tuesday.
Show up here on Tuesday morning.
Oh.
100%.
After 3 days straight of raging.
Yeah, you better
100%.
Take care of your voice too. Yeah,
that's 100%. All right,
Don't.
Can you please turn that off? You've got to stop it. I get it. Your daughter loves it.
We all hate that song.
You
know what the problem is? These guys have little kids, and we all have to be tortured. Makes me.
You don't have to be.
Do you just enjoy it and sing along?
We have.
Can you turn him back on, please?
Don't turn him on. It's not funny,
I'll
Brian.
Turn you back on.
It's not funny.
All right, it's off.
It
really is.
Don't believe him.
Am I on?
Yeah.
All right. What? That's messed up. I wasn't even playing anything.
How do you know I turned you off then?
Because I tried to hit this, and it didn't work.
Foo Fighters,
you're a
Dave
jerk.
Grohl. Tom! Listen, I'm trying to do a story here. Stop making me interrupt myself. Oh, wow. Dave Grohl fell off a stage again.
Yeah, I saw it.
Dummy. God, can you just keep tricking? They got to put up like a little safety fence.
Like someone like gives him a beer. Someone in the audience like gives him a beer and he sets it down like on a monitor. And then he goes to drink it and slams it down and then tries to go on the stage.
He does not make a clean step.
Yeah.
Did he break anything?
It doesn't say that he broke anything.
He probably broke the guitar, but he probably has plenty of those.
Let's see here. The security members broke his fall, so that's good.
Oh. Ouch.
And then is he playing it?
No.
Back up I got it right here. Check it out.
So in 2015, he broke his leg falling off a stage in Sweden.
Oh, it's been that long?
Yeah. I know. That felt like a long time to me,
too.
No, he's okay. He's all right.
He'll make it. But I just thought everyone needs to know. The update is Dave Grohl fell off another stage.
That's a surprisingly small venue. He's okay.
Yeah.
That other fall was well over 10 feet.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of those deep wells where, you know, the stage was.
And he just landed on the cement floor. Mm-hmm.
And this one, he lands on some guys, right? Is that they sort of try to help him get back up there?
I'll post it on the Saturday Night.
Thank you. That's great. It's coming up in the news, Ben.
Harley Davidson makes the news.
Oh.
There's a porn story here for you.
Great.
Also, buttered popcorn. What? Oh. And more after these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. It's Friday, and that means we're getting our final qualifier for this great trip for two to Atlanta with access to an exclusive Pepsi Super Bowl party and Pepsi Super Bowl festivities, and you could win today's Pepsi prize. So be calling number 9 right now. We're going to start with you, and we have Pepsi halftime trivia to do. What is today's question, Vincent?
Whom did Justin Timberlake make a tribute to in his 2018 halftime performance?
Excellent question. Call now, 800-400-3697. We're going to start with caller number 9. If caller number 9 doesn't get it right, we're going to go on to caller number 10. You know how that works.
Caller 9, come on.
Come on. This is a gimme for a Friday. So today's Pepsi prize is a pair of Bose SoundSport wireless headphones. You'll get those just for qualifying. And then I guess at some point today, they'll pick from the 5 people that we got qualified, and one of them is going to win this trip for two to Atlanta. So there's no tickets to the Super Bowl included with this. It's just a bunch of Super Bowl festivities. But, you know, do what you can. Figure out a way. Or you just hang out and watch it someplace where the beers are cheap. Pepsi halftime trivia. It's on right now. Hooman, I don't have a thing. Just tell me.
Oh, man. All right. Number one, line one is Sal.
Okay. Sal, welcome to the program. Sal.
Sorry, what was that?
Hello and welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Show. Thank you so much for calling us this morning. Here's the question.
Your question is, whom did Justin Timberlake make a tribute to in his 2018 halftime performance?
Shucks, I can't remember. I'm going to say Prince.
It is
that
Prince.
That is correct. Oh, congratulations.
Wow. No way.
You've got yourself a pair of Bose SoundSport wireless headphones. Don't swear.
Oh, thank you.
Not. That's a good boy. I'm going to put you on hold now, and Hooman's going to get all your info, okay?
Thank you so much. Okay. You guys have a great day and a good weekend.
Oh,
you
thank
too.
You. So you too. Thank you so much.
Hey, what was the guy's name?
I don't know who.
Sal.
What a great job. Good yes, for you, like great. Just throwing it out there with a guess.
That's what you got to do sometimes. Yeah, you just got to throw it out.
That's
there.
Awesome.
And all right. We are going to have a great weekend, Sal. Good Rick's in town, and we're going to rock our
yeah,
asses
we're gonna
off.
Yeah, we're going to rock our asses off. It's going to be great.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K.
Oh.
Use code RadioAlice to save on registration and sign up at GetFitKPSF.com. That's GetFitKPSF.com. Here's what's happening.
Is that the one that...
That Christina's on? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christina does the voice work for the...
Vinny's
the Kaiser
wife.
Permanente Half Marathon. I don't know when that one is. I have a...
I don't either. I was actually going to go to
I'm going to do a half marathon this year.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Do you, and you don't know which one you're going to do?
Well, I was going to... She started pushing me into one through the winter, but I'm like, I'm sorry. It's time to surf. The waves are up. So I'll train when the waves are down. So I'm going to do that in the spring or summer.
Mm.
So when if that fits, then I'll do this one. Sounds fun. She loves it.
Yeah.
She thinks it's the one of the better races. The GetFitKPSF.com.
Well, I'm sure if you go to GetFitKPSF.com, the date of the race is on there.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah. It's my guess.
Okay, big... tons of rain coming.
Yo.
So enjoy the break we have in the weather window, but the rain is coming, and they're saying on and off for 7 days straight.
Oh, boy.
So...
Batten down the hatches, everyone. I hope your gutters are clean.
Oh, Vinny, the date, February 3rd.
Yes,
she said. Oh,
Golden
yes,
Gate
right,
Park.
Right around the corner.
For me.
She's all ready for it, though.
She probably could go do that, yeah without even, like, no prep right. necessary.
She runs all the that. Time.
Right.
Go do a half marathon in her sleep.
Even after having just had a kid.
Yeah.
Although, I would say maybe less like the kid's not sleeping anymore. We're going through a weird thing where the kid's up a lot.
The
kid had
hiccup.
Me up at midnight. Mm. She was, so it's, we're, that changes things.
Mm-hmm.
You start to get like, you know what I want to do instead of run is sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah. I have an opportunity right now to sleep and I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm. This weekend, the NFL is in full force as they've got their best teams playing two games each day. Colts, Chiefs, Cowboys, Rams on Saturday, Chargers, Pats, Eagles, Saints on Sunday.
It's a big weekend. If you love football,
very
is.
Exciting for you and your Pats.
I'm sure, we'll
lovers.
Have that on all
You'll
weekend.
You have a house full of Pats lovers.
I do.
Good for you.
Thank you.
A 24-year-old guy named DeJuan Wilson.
Oh, DeJuan.
DeJuan Wilson. From Wakefield, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
He's 24. On Wednesday morning, he sped through a construction zone, and the cops tried to pull him over. And DeJuani took off. He wound up leading him on a high-speed chase through three counties. At one point, the cops clocked him at 130 miles per hour.
What kind of car was he driving? Like Prius or something?
Prius. After about 35 miles, the cops managed to box him in, so he had to pull over onto the shoulder. And when they arrested him, he told them he did it because, quote, it was a lifelong dream to run from the police.
Oh, nice, really?
So he's
been it was
charged...
like a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing.
He's been charged with eluding so far, but more charges are probably coming. But he just wanted to, it was a lifelong dream to be in a police chase.
Well, he's lucky he survived it, really. I mean, God, there's always crashes and all kinds of bad things can happen. There's you can hurt someone else.
2013 Camaro, this is what it looked like.
Oh, 2013 Camaro.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, good for him that he's got a Camaro, not that he ran from the police.
That's the kind of car that you said busted the windows out of.
Oh, yeah.
The windows
oh, she's not here.
She's not there.
Right
what
now,
happened to her?
Busy.
She giving you a back rub?
No, she has to deal with continuity and
bunch
of
boy.
Oh, boy.
Porn site xhamster.com just released their 2019 trend report.
Right.
Which is based on everything people did and didn't watch on their site last year. And here are some of the things we all apparently have in common.
All right.
First of all, women watching porn was up 28% in the United States.
Oh, great.
How do they know?
I'm sure they did some kind of survey.
I must say that
it wasn't
I have
just
clicked
kids
on the...
using their mom's credit cards.
the women friendly link before. You know, it's just like
oh women friendly porn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like, which is still just regular porn.
Right.
Just wanted to see what they're watching. So
no, I have seen where they go. if you answer a few questions, they have some naked lady come on. It's one of those video pop-ups, and it says, if you would be willing to answer a couple questions for us. I don't know what they're offering because I'm not going to do that. So I just
she only gets that far, and then you close
I just
the
need
window.
To go right. to I'm not
yeah, I
here.
Don't want to talk to you, lady.
I'm not here for that.
Right. I'm not here to take part in your survey.
I got limited time these days. I got to make something happen and get
and
out of here.
And a wound.
Right. The biggest fetish that men and women disagree on is spanking. It was the 7th most popular for women and the 98th most popular for men.
Oh, men don't want to be spanked?
No.
But they've been a bad boy. Thank you, Bryn.
You're welcome. The searches for BBW porn are up 87%.
What's BBW?
Big black woman?
No, big beautiful woman, it says.
Oh,
you were close.
Oh, boy. Okay, I guess we know what you're searching for.
BBW. Mm. Big beautiful women, it says. Searches for them are up 87%.
All right.
Bad news for redheads.
Oh, the gingers are out.
Redhead porn is down 14%.
Oh.
And let's see here.
Fire
oh, crotch. Searches for BDSM have dropped 34%.
Oh.
Whoa. Yikes.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh.
Oh. That's snap. It's too much.
Harder.
You got a softer snap?
No, do it hard.
Oh, come on. Oh. We're going to get in trouble.
Okay, we got to stop.
It is Friday. We do want a weekend,
here,
don't
like,
we?
I'm getting nervous. You would have stopped that a while ago.
When Hooman's getting nervous, you know it's a problem.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Okay.
Everyone ignore that you just heard that.
A woman
heard
just,
what? Someone, it was painful. You heard me gasping with pain.
A woman just posted on Reddit that one of her best friends had a daughter a few months ago and named her Nix Ryan.
Nix?
Nix, N-I-X, Ryan. And the woman thought that was strange since her son's first name is Nix and her daughter's middle name is Ryan.
Oh.
But when she said to her friend, quote, wow, our kids share names, the friend said, quote, oh, I didn't realize. The woman in question who did the posting with the kids named Nix and with the kid with the middle name Ryan, she said, I don't believe that at all.
Well, yeah, they're friends.
This woman was one of her best friends and has been part of both the kids' lives. She was even there for their births.
She wants to be you, lady. I'd watch out.
So she confronted her and told her off and said, we will no longer be friends at this point because, frankly, this may be the weirdest bleep that's ever happened in my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
You took my son's name and my daughter's name and named them after your kid, and now you're denying it.
Yeah, that is weird for her to deny it because, duh, we know each other. You know my kids' names. You lying liar who lies. So
what do you do?
I don't know what you do, but it is. I think it is weird enough that you break up with that person. Like, that's weird. And it's one thing if you're just like, look, I love both those names. Consider it a tribute. I just love the names. And then the person might go, okay, still weird, but at least you're not pretending you don't know my kids' names.
Right.
Oh, no, like the nurses named them. I don't know.
The nurses.
I don't know how that happened. It's weird. They, you know, it's just the names they gave them. Isn't that what happened with you? They gave the kids the names at the hospital?
Back in May of last year, a police officer in West Wyoming, Pennsylvania.
Oh, West Wyoming, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh, arrested a 27-year-old woman named Ashley Keister. Apparently, she fell insanely in love with him.
With the guy who arrested her.
Love at first sight.
Ashley Keister loves a cop.
She's been sending him pictures and messages on social media, sending him messages to the station, and even called 911 and asked for him.
Oh.
And what's going to happen now?
Well.
What kind of pictures?
The chief finally told her, you've got to stop this.
Yeah.
You can't call 911 asking for Bob or whatever his name is. I don't
Miss
know.
Keister, I'm right. sorry, but you're going to have to.
Early on Monday morning, she used a garbage can to smash through the doors of the police station and went through the file cabinets, apparently looking for more info on her lover cop.
Oh, Did they actually date, and that's why
they're
she's
saying
so
here
fixated?
There's no dating. That dating didn't happen.
He
but.
Just pulled her over, and huh? She fell in love. Ashley Keister, poor thing.
When the other cops there tried to arrest her for breaking into the police, oh, this is her. Yeah. Whoa!
Have a look at Ashley
rough.
Keister. She's poor
tough.
Ashley Keister.
She doesn't look happy here either.
Well, her name is Ashley Keister. She's had a tough life. Oh boy! Oh boy! She's a white lady. I would say shoulder length, blunt cut, and just evilness in her eyes. Or super tired. One of the
she
other.
She was arrested for aggravated assault, harassment, and criminal mischief.
That is a resting bitch face if I've ever seen it. Mm-hmm. Yikes. She would kick your ass. Like, if you're the cop that arrested her, and she's now fixated on you, you're like, maybe I should date her just so I don't get killed. Like, this chick is, she means, but like, I can picture that girl picking up a garbage can mm-hmm. and busting through the front doors. Like, out of my way! Where's the filing cabinet that I need info on Officer Bob? Yeah, I'm Ashley Keister. What about it? So she sends him pictures, too, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. Mm-hmm. Of her.
Well, we don't know what her standards are. Maybe she doesn't know that's what people want to see.
I mean, that's what
maybe
you're saying.
Maybe she's like, here's me in a bra. What do you think? We're going to need a little more than that.
Oh, really? Like, if she'd done a better job with the photos, maybe the cop would be. I see. Ashley Keister.
Oh, there's actually video of it.
Oh, fantastic. Of her breaking in?
Really?
Yeah, it looks, well, it's a part of a news report.
Radical.
They're doing it right now.
Beautiful.
But, yeah, there's video of her breaking in.
Of course there is. It's a police station.
Right.
I mean, police have to be able to protect their own building, don't they?
Droop, droopity eyes.
Bust the windows at your station.
I remember when they built the police station in San Mateo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the one I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about?
Yeah.
Over off Hillsdale by the Whole Foods.
By the Kaiser building.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When they built that thing, I was like, what? Dude, it's like underground. It's barely got any kind of visibility into the building. There's no accessibility. Oh. It's got walls around. Wow, they are ready for the apocalypse. San Mateo.
She tries to bust the door window with her hands.
Bulletproof,
and then
right?
she picks up some kind of cement pole thing and starts banging it.
She's a beast.
Strong. She is.
Ashley, get out of the way, Ashley Keister, if you see her coming. I mean, the look on her face, she's like, oh, I'm going to kill someone.
Station.
There's a 79-year-old guy named William Batts in a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. Last week, he got himself two hookers.
Oh.
Nice.
Cleveland hookers are the best I've heard.
After
really
he...
Solid...
The 79-year-old William Batts finished with his two women.
Mm-hmm.
They wrapped things up, and he called 911.
Oh, was his heart hurting him?
To report robbery.
Oh Jesus.
He
Come
said
on,
the hookers,
buddy.
Quote, failed to meet my expectations, but they still took $500 from me anyway. By the time the cops got there, the ladies were gone, and William gave them the best description he could.
They were whores. What? Go find some. They got my money. 500 smackers.
Cops never found the ladies, and they wound up not charging William for solicitation or abusing 911.
They didn't charge him?
No.
Why? Because he's old? You get a pass when you're old.
79. I think you do, don't you? 79. Really?
I don't know. He's going to die in jail on our watch.
Our text number is 800-400-3.
Really well done.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Plate! Give her a point!
Plate?
Oh, the Chinese box thing?
The Chinese box thing.
Oh. Yeah, it's a plate.
People are freaking out.
Never knew that.
Hey, Vinny, 408 says, Baby Shark is on Billboard Hot 100 at number 32. Coincidence, or is that an example of the power of S&V?
It's definitely a coincidence.
That's why I reported the story to you guys. It would have never come up on the show, but... I was reading the morning news went, oh my God, the song that my kid listens to has made the Hot 100. I thought it broke in at 100 and we were going to hear it when you did the...
I'm still going to have to play it because of Bryn.
Right.
What do I have to do with this thing?
You can't seem to stop playing that song.
Because we're I play what
it's
we're talking about.
It's because of your daughter. Yeah, stop playing you love it.
Relevant to
we
the show.
We told you
that's
we don't
job.
Want to hear it anymore, and yet you keep playing
it. Well, you keep
it.
Talking about the song, and
turn
it's now
turn
on
there's
the
plenty
billboard.
Of things I've asked to not hear anymore, and I have to hear them.
He has a great
that's
point.
That's a little bit different.
Why?
You're not playing them.
Yeah. Turn it off.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Suck.
510 says, thanks for the best Friday montage ever. So good, Yuzi is back. Have a great day and a wonderful weekend. You are loved.
Oh,
love you back.
We love you too.
Did you guys not play the montage when I was out that Friday before vacation?
I think we played it.
We played it.
Okay. Well, I think we did it like
Sarah
a really
the only one dancing?
Yeah, not an no, enthusiastic version of Hooman, it because you weren't
Hooman
here.
Hooman did some dancing because you
Hooman,
were out.
Hooman gets up and helps me out. With it.
Good. Yeah, I dance my ass off.
You're amazing. I did like your moves though today. She's so stiff and so sore with her sciatic nerve thing, and she sits on that little ice cream scoop for her butt or whatever it is.
Yeah,
and she drew, and you really balls. Did try hard to. I gotta say though, you kind of look more like me dancing.
Oh no,
than your normal you.
Oh
it was a little,
no,
it was a little stiff.
I am stiff.
Oh my god.
707 says, we have a chore list and he still doesn't help.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on the fence about dumping him for 2 years because of the lack of help.
Aww.
Do it.
She's talking about Ray her husband?
Hooman? I guess.
Well, if you Game want over. More time, I mean, that's the whole story was, you know, if I get rid of these things, I'll have more time.
Mm-hmm. I want to get rid of things that make me a bitch. Like, if I have to nag you about it, like.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that as well.
Thank you. Never had anything to bitch about till I had kids and a husband. I was so happy. Never bitched about a thing.
All right.
Now I have you group of monkeys for friends and kids who don't listen to me. Yay.
That one's out of here. It's a home run.
Thank you.
It's a home run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.